Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Bill, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. I want to also bring into this conversation Kevin Powell. And, Elle, if you need to tell me how to do that, it just dawns on me. He's on Selector 2.
How you doing, John?
Hey, Kevin. How are you, man?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks for joining us. This is fun.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Great.
You guys know each other, huh?
No.
Everybody is the best friends of the Ramblers now.
Yep.
So we are live on WGN Radio, and welcome again to our audience that's listening to us on the stream at WGNradio.com. That's where we do Sports Central this time, and Kevin Powell's doing the sports show. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of killing two birds with one Rambler here. What's it been like over there today, Bill?
It's been a little quiet today. We're currently at practice right now, which is a closed practice, so it's a little quiet in the arena, which is nice after a crazy game, another crazy game last night that came right down to the wire. Hopefully we can have a little less drama tomorrow against Kansas State.
Is Sister Jean actually drawing up plays? Is that why we can't be there?
I think she's out in the parking lot right now, working on a couple of things right now with Coach Moser.
Kevin, what was the biggest surprise to you watching that game?
You know what? I don't necessarily say I want to call it a surprise because they've been such a steady team all year, but they did kind of come out a little shaky and play into Nevada's style, which was high-powered and fast and some unforced errors by Loyola. But then we saw what we've seen all tournament and really all season was everybody settles down. Coach Moser kind of settles everybody down. They get back into their rhythm of things, and they go, you know, they kind of dictate the tempo and things like that. So I know you said you didn't want the drama tomorrow night, Bill, but, man, these games have been fun. Three wins by a combined 4 points. It's incredible.
Yeah, it has been unbelievable to have three games come down to the wire like that and to come out on top in all three. That doesn't happen too often. But that's just a sign of the resiliency of this team. You know, you get down by double digits and nothing really rattles them. And they never feel like they're out of a game, no matter what the fans may be thinking at that point in time. You guys just keep scratching and clawing and chipping away. And they're such a confident bunch right now, especially after you have three wins like that. You know, they feel like they can play with and beat anybody in the country.
Well, there was, I believe the TV guys, Kevin, maybe you heard this, maybe, Bill, you know this, but I believe they said that the Ramblers had executed 100 passes in the first half. And it's fascinating, but sometimes maddening to watch these guys pass up so many shots, waiting for the better shot. It's the definition of unselfishness, but do you guys notice what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't count the passes, but I know, like you just said, John, I mean, they are such an unselfish team, so selfless, and the thing that makes this team so dangerous is that there's so many different guys that can beat you on any given night, and I think the three games in this tournament have proven that. You know, Dante Ingram hits a shot to beat Miami at the buzzer, Clayton Custer hits the shot to beat Tennessee, and then Marcus Towns hits a huge three last night to push the lead from 1-4. But Andre Jackson hit a three that broke the tie and gave us the lead for good. So there's so many weapons on this team, and these guys, so many of these guys can beat you.
Bill, a lot of people have talked about the exposure that the university's gotten. Yesterday, John was running around and buying those signature scarves for people at the radio station. Everybody wants them. So there's that part of the marketing aspect for the university. But there's no denying that this is obviously going to help the basketball program moving forward.
No, there's no question about it. And like you said, it doesn't just help the basketball program. It's such a boon for the university. You know, we had an alumni event here yesterday before the game, and to just see the amount of Loyola alums that came down to Atlanta for this. From our side of things, there are so many former student athletes that came back, and it's great to see people showing that pride in their school again. And that's fantastic. It's certainly teams that make runs like this, you usually see a correlation the following year in admissions numbers that see an uptick in see it in donations, you see it in apparel sales.
Yeah.
There's so many things, and then obviously the publicity has been just terrific.
I donated $110 to the university bookstore yesterday for four scarves.
Perfect. We accept and appreciate your donation.
Was the team that good last year? And Kevin, you can hit me in the face afterwards when I ask this, but are they going to be this good next year? I want to enjoy this, but yeah, I'm just wondering if this means Loyola is back and is going to have staying power for the next few years.
Is that for me, John, or is that for Kevin?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I would say absolutely. I mean, Marcus Towns is a junior. Clayton Custer will be back next year. He's a redshirt junior, so he's got one more year of eligibility. You lose a guy like Ben Richardson. I believe Dante Ingram's a center as well. Cameron Krutwig is a freshman, and I feel like you just always see him on the court. It's a guy we're going to see for the next 4 years. For me, Loyola's in a really, 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 really good spot. Bill? Your thoughts on it? Is that accurate?
Bill's just nodding.
Yeah, Bill's like, yep. No,
never mind that. We have a more important question. Violetta wants to ask a question. Violetta, what was your question for our guest?
That really cute kid at the end who's like really important on the team. He always gets interviewed. His name is escaped me right now.
Who's the real cute one they interview after the games, and is he single?
I was getting there. He's pretty popular, right, on campus?
I think all of these guys are pretty popular on campus right now.
And pretty and single.
If we keep winning some games, I think their popularity is only going to rise.
And what is it like for these kids on campus right now? I mean, what is their experiences?
You know, it's been great. You know, we've been on the road here a lot the last 2 weeks with these games, but when we came back last Sunday to campus, and had about 500 students waiting for the team when the buses pulled back into campus. That's something that we just haven't seen at Loyola in a very long time. And these guys have been treated like royalty, and we saw some unbelievable videos from our student union of the Loyola students watching the game last night, and that place just went absolutely up for grabs at the end of the game. And I know our guys, what we're seeing that stuff on social media last night, they had chills watching it.
You know, the Billy Goat blew up yesterday when that last shot went in, I'll tell you that. Well, all right, Kevin, what's your prediction for the next game?
Well, I'm just trying to predict who the hero is going to be, because we've had three different heroes in three games. Yeah. Dante Ingram, then Custer, then Marcus Towns last night.
Whose turn is it next?
I'm going with the big man, Krutwig. I don't know. I'm just always partial to the big man, the scrappy guy. I don't know. Somehow he's going to come up big. With Krutwig.
How many shots did we get blocked? I mean, I was so frustrated. We'd have a breakaway layup, or we'd have a little bunny putback or something, and these guys would just snap it out of the air and reject our shots, but then they just kept playing. I'll bet they blocked 7 of our shots last night. I don't know whose turn it is. And I keep thinking when I see these bigger, stronger, more athletic teams, these more storied programs, the K-States, the Kentuckys, you know, any of them, I think, oh, God, how can we compete against that? And then, son of a gun, we do, don't we?
No, absolutely. I mean, like I said, these guys, especially having a game at Florida, we went down into Gainesville in December against the number 5 team in the country at that point in time, and to beat them on their home floor, that certainly took our guys' confidence to a completely another level. And, you know, after the first 3 games in this tournament combined with that Florida win, these guys definitely feel like they can play with anybody in the country. And they're as confident a bunch as there is right now. And have the longest winning streak in the country right now coming into tomorrow's game. So,
oh, really? How many games is that?
Yeah. It is 13 in a row.
All right, Bill Behrens is the assistant athletic director. He's watching a closed practice right now. We will cheer you guys on. What is it, TBS, 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Correct.
Say the time again, Kevin.
I believe it was 5 central, if 6 o'clock in Atlanta.
6 Eastern,
5 o'clock here.
Yep.
Okay, all right, we'll be watching. Bill, thanks for your time, and good luck to you guys. Our best to you guys. Thanks for all you've done for basketball, for Loyola, and for the city. I'm telling you, it's been a real pleasure, and we hope for, I guess, 3 more wins, right? 8-4-2?
That would be fantastic. Thanks, guys, for having me on, and thanks for all the stuff you guys have done and said about this program as well. We really appreciate it.